What are some of the clinical scenarios that you think are most appropriate to be thinking about this? I'm sure that you see a lot of second opinions where you think to yourself, oh, they should have maybe done a plasma assay at that point. What are some of the most valuable situations to consider this?
In my practice, it's the patient who's first presenting with advanced non-small cell lung cancer, and they're symptomatic, and I think I need to get started on treatment soon. Right? Their specimen is small. Maybe it's already used up getting PD-L1 testing, another important biomarker you can't get in the blood. And what I want to do is rule out EGFR, ALK, ROS, BRAF, the key stuff. And so I send a liquid biopsy while I am planning chemo. And so I say, look, we're going to start chemo in 10 days. I need 10 days to get everything lined up, to get insurance approval, but I'm going to send a liquid biopsy today. And because your disease is symptomatic, is metastatic to the bone, I suspect this is going to be a good specimen. I'm going to get meaningful result back in the blood. And I get that back in a week and a half in time to decide if I should instead change the plan and start targeted therapy or proceed with chemo or immunotherapy or chemoimmunotherapy.
Of course, if you do that, there is the risk that maybe the plasma assay will be negative, but it'll be positive in the tissue.
Right. And maybe what I get back on the liquid biopsy is not a lot, low-level mutations, maybe just a little P53, something non-interpretable. And I say, ugh, that was not that meaningful. It doesn't replace tumor NGS for you. And I say, well, do we proceed with biopsy, which could take time, or do we proceed with empiric chemo and remind myself that this is a patient who is ungenotyped? The key is that patient needs to go down as someone where the genotype still needs to be pursued. And so, yeah, it ends up being a shortcut which doesn't pan out for all patients. The biggest risk then is if you send that liquid biopsy in the low burden asymptomatic patient where you don't find anything else, right? And so proceeding down a liquid biopsy approach for a patient who shouldn't get it because they're not a shedding cancer might lead you in the wrong direction. And so in those patients where there's not a lot of disease burden, you need to use a biopsy in the conventional approach. The other question is in resistance, the same way. Sometimes in resistance, you have more time. You send a liquid biopsy first. You look for the result. You don't see the T790M or the ALK resistance mutation. And you say, that was not helpful for us. Fallback plan. We got to get a biopsy.
You mentioned bone. Are there special issues when the tissue is bone that you're getting the biopsy from?
Yeah, it's a great point. It's hard to get good specimens out of bone biopsies. It's hard to get good specimens out of pleural effusions sometimes. There's a lot of tumor that's hard to get good specimens out of. It's hard to get good specimens out of lungs sometimes. Bone in particular is difficult because you have to decalcify it, and so you have to ask your pathologist to handle it in a way that will let you get genomics. And so bone biopsies sometimes offer less yield, unfortunately.